You're listening to This Week in UX, Episode 1, for November 7th, 2009. Welcome to This Week in UX. This is a brand new podcast that covers all things regarding user experience. My name is Joseph Dickerson. User experience is my career, my love, and what I do when I'm not watching Star Trek episodes on DVD. Today we're going to talk about some interesting dust-ups in regards to the world of UX, specifically the American Airlines kerfuffle that you can read about at DustinCurtis.com. Talk about some new Twitter functionality, Twitter lists, and some of the new retweet stuff, as well as give a sneak preview of World Usability Day and talk a little bit about the Internet Summit, which just took place this past week. Anyway, let's get started. A few months back, there was an Internet kerfuffle around American Airlines' online web presence. UX designer and UI guru Dustin Curtis wrote a very interesting blog post on his website, DustinCurtis.com, about how really crappy the online experience that American Airlines provided their customers on the internet was. And as part of that posting, he actually created some sample designs that he thought would be more appropriate for American Airlines to use as part of their website. What was very interesting about this is the response he got on Twitter to the designs he posted. He got quite a few emails from people who actually worked at American Airlines, including a design from the lead UX designer for the American Airlines website. And the very interesting email that Curtis received talked a little bit about all the constraints that the UX team had to deal with when it comes to all the individual fiefdoms that they had to work around and with at American Airlines. One group said, I own section A of the website and you can't make any changes unless you talk to me about it. The other group said, oh, well, I own section B and C, so you've got to get approval from me if you want to make that better. So, well, the most interesting thing about the story is how American Airlines handled it. I think American Airlines probably should have, when this whole thing came up a few months back, gone, hey, great ideas. We'd love to have you come to our home office and talk to us about those notions you have on how to make our website better. And you might go, well, you know, this is just this, you know, guy from, you know, who knows where with these design ideas. Why should American Airlines give him any credit or credence? Well, I think that they should have given him some attention just because of the Twitter storm that arose with all these other people saying about American Airlines and both their site and the brand itself, how really crappy it was. So it would have been a really effective response if they had just said, yeah, we know there's shortcomings. Let's bring you in to talk about it. Well, instead, and this was just revealed last week, they fired the UX designer who wrote to Curtis about the design problems the site was having. And apparently the grounds for the firing was he had talked about the individual, you know, processes and kind of some proprietary information about American Airlines as part of this missive he sent to Curtis. Well, of course, what happened was the blog storm and the Twitter storm arose yet again around how crappy American Airlines is. And as I've often said, user experience is not just about the online presence, it's about the entire experience. It's how you deal with situations like this. A good example is what happened last year when Domino's put out a video, had a video that someone posted on YouTube of someone basically taking a bath in a sink at a Domino's franchise location. Well, Domino's immediately responded to that and immediately saved their brand in many people's eyes by using the internet and using Twitter to basically speak to how this is not what Domino's is. Well, American could have done the same and they didn't. So what's next? Well, personally, I know that I will not be traveling on American Airlines anytime soon, because if this is the way they treat user experience, well, I don't want to be subject to how they treat their customers. It's a pretty straightforward and obvious thing for me, and I think that this latest blog and Twitter storm around this topic is not going to do them any favors anytime soon. For more information and more details on this and to look at Dustin Curtis's earlier American Airline redesign ideas, go to DustinCurtis.com. Want to give a quick shout out and appreciation to the people behind the Internet Summit. I had the chance to speak at the Internet Summit regarding user experience and design this past week in Raleigh, North Carolina. And this is the second year the summit has taken place. And it was really interesting, a really good bunch of people. And I understand that the video of the panel I was on should be online sometime in the near future. If so, I will point to it in the show notes and or capture the audio of said panel and include it in a future podcast. Again, I'd like to thank everyone from Internet Summit for having me and letting me do my shtick on stage. One of the reasons I wanted to start this week in UX on this particular date and time is it is in advance of 2009's World Usability Day. World Usability Day is an annual event that is sponsored by individuals in the Usability Professionals Association, as well as other groups. And this year's theme is Designing for a Sustainable World. So when it comes to user-centered design concepts, UX and usability is about making life easy and user-friendly. And technology today is too hard to use, and part of the reason I got into the discipline of user experience is because I personally saw an opportunity to help people in their day-to-day tasks. And I primarily do UX design in financial matters, but there's opportunity in improving usability and user experience in all disciplines and areas. So if you're interested in doing anything for World Usability Day, it is going to be this coming week. I believe it's on the 12th or 13th. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the 13th of November. And, you know, if you have nothing special, if you work with people who are people who do this UX thing, then by all means, hug them on World Usability Day and thank them for what they do. Because usually what you're going to find is user experience professionals are working very hard to make the product that your company produces better, more effective, and more easily accessible for your customers. And that's obviously a very important thing in this day and age to be able to do. Apple this week released their 3.0 software for their Apple TV product, which has not yet really been very successful when it comes to adoption and use. And unlike a lot of the other products that Apple ships, there's not a lot of passion out there around that particular item. But the 3.0 UI is quite interesting, and I think a marked improvement over the previous UI. The previous UI for Apple TV had a column layout for their options, and the top option in every subset of functionality was always the option to buy content from Apple, which of course is not very user-centered. Well, it's Apple-centric, because of course their business model is to sell content, and Apple TV was a channel so they could sell content directly through a television. What they've done is actually promoted the actual content above the that you yourself own in Apple TV, above the option to buy content from their iTunes-like interface, which I think is a definitive improvement, and again, representative of the fact that they're still trying to improve this and all of their products. Another thing they've done is they've changed the columnal layout for their controls to a carousel-like control, which you'll see in many other places. Places such as the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3, and many other desktop or set-top consoles. I think that's also an improvement in that it allows the Apple TV room to grow, so they actually add functional areas, and I understand there were some rumors that they would have some type of App Store functionality come out through the Apple TV, very similar, of course, to the iPhone. That, of course, is, as with many other Apple topics, still just a rumor. But all in all, the Apple TV 3.0 software is better than it was. The only thing is, it's not encouraging me to use it any more than I did before, which I actually thought before I bought the unit that I would use it quite a bit and quite more often. But that's not been the case. I just don't consume enough content, apparently. Or if I do, I just consume it on the go instead of sitting in front of my television. There's a really good YouTube walkthrough that someone has done of the new Apple TV UI. I'm going to post that in my show notes, and I think you'll really like it. Twitter has rolled out some new and interesting elements to their online website. The first and most important, and this has been the all the buzz in the Twitter world, has been the Twitter lists. And Twitter lists allow you to effectively create lists of the people you follow and categorize them as you see fit. The interesting element of this list is a public thing. You can create a list for people like I have done for called UX, which has all the UX professionals that you follow. Or you can create a list of just really interesting people. I have a list called Righteous Dudes of just people that I like and I consider righteous dudes. What is going on with Twitter is I think they are beginning to surface some of the functionality that other independent sites and independent applications using the Open Twitter API have been using. And what's going on is effectively, I think Twitter, you know, is trying to monetize their site and trying to make money off of their site. And obviously they have millions of users, but if those millions of users are using the service through an independent application that they do not control, then those eyeballs often do not stay at Twitter.com. So I think adding functionality such as a Twitter list and the current beta retweet list, which they are adding to select accounts, I think it's their attempt to basically start monetizing Twitter more, because I would wager coming shortly thereafter is a Twitter sidebar with advertisements. So people who use Twitter will see those ads as they tweet. The good news is I really like the Twitter list. I think it's a very effective use of technology. The bad news is the functionality of actually adding people to lists is somewhat cumbersome. You have to go person by person in your list of people you follow. I definitely think that there's room for improvement and the opportunity to do some rich internet application type of UI would be able to drag or drop people to different lists. I think would be a definite step up for this type of functionality and would increase use and adoption. All in all, it's not going to have a lot of usability issues. It's not as efficient as I would like it to be. And I really do feel that when people are using Twitter, they're very task-focused, just like they are with many other online applications, such as online banking, etc. And so they're not really interested in spending a lot of time doing stuff like organizing lists. They're much more focused on the social engagement and the interactivity of it. They're not going to be passionate about maintaining lists. Though I have seen some tweets of some very very notable tech personalities who are in love with lists and spend a lot of time pruning their lists and making sure they're accurate. I think that's just another example of the addictiveness of Twitter, though, and I don't think that the majority of the users will be interested in doing a lot of maintenance on Twitter. You can see by the number of people who have tons of spam bots as followers that is the case. Anyway, definitely check it out if you're a Twitter user, and at this point, most people are. I think you'll find it definitely a useful addition to the Twitter application. And that's it for this first week of This Week in UX. I hope it has been useful and helpful to any of you who are listening. We are going to continue apace, and we're looking forward to doing some interviews at a get-together at a local agency called User Insight on World Usability Day, and hope to bring that to you next week. I will actually be traveling for business the week after that, so we may actually skip a week, but we'll see, depending on how much bandwidth I have accessible in the country I'm going to be traveling to. One last note, I actually did reach out to Leo Laporte and his group at This Week in Tech to see if it was okay to use the This Week in UX name, and the response I got back was effectively, go ahead, but I do need to note that I am not affiliated in any way with Leo Laporte or Twit. That is his intellectual property, and I will not be infringing upon it. So we love the people at Twit. We love the podcasts they produce. They were a huge influence in this effort and making me get off my hindquarters and start doing this. So this work is dedicated to them, but is not affiliated with them. So Check out their podcasts at twit.tv. You'll definitely enjoy them. And thanks for listening.